the Chasam Sofer asks that, doesn't understand. It sounds like Pasha, the way you read the Gemara, the way we've understood it since we're little children, is that Haman was a student of Jewish history, but he didn't know all the facts. So he didn't get a perfect mark when he took Jewish history. He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Chodesh Adar, but he didn't know that he was born during Chodesh Adar. That's the way you learn and understand. So he knew part of the bio, but he didn't know the whole bio. The Chasam Sofer says, it seems to be a little bit dachov. So he says, a dover nifla, ve'in kan mekoymoy laharech, but just to mention the vart, he says that Haman thought that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was mace in Chodesh Adar, that meant that it's a bad mazel for the Yidden Chodesh Adar. But the truth is, says the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to tzaddikim, not only is it bit nisosam that they're still krui and chayim, but it's even more than that. Sometimes a tzaddik reaches madregas after he passes away, and these madregas that he reaches, he could have never reached during his lifetime. The ptir of a person is sad when a person leaves unfinished business, when a person doesn't fulfill his potential, when a person doesn't really accomplish chayvasei ba'ilam. When a person, however, is brought down in this world, and he lives life to the fullest, and he accomplishes great things, then when he goes up to Shemayim, he's going to merit tremendous schar. And because of all the schar he's going to mention, his Yom HaMisa, even though in this world it's perceived maybe as a very bad day, but really for him it's a meridiger day. So he says the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, superficially seemed very, very terrible, but really Moshe Rabbeinu and Shemayim was able to reach tremendous madregas, so that the Misa itself of Moshe is not a bad day, but rather the Misa itself is actually a good day. So says the Chasam Sofer that Haman knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar. He knew that he was Mace in Chodesh Adar, but you know he didn't realize, and afterwards B'Shiva Ba'Adar Noila, that that same day that he died was really the day that he was born. And the Chasam Sofer says, shouldn't have said, first he was born Moshe, then afterwards he was mace. No, the Teretz says what he didn't realize was that b'shiva ba'adar mace, and that itself was a leida. U'b'shiva ba'adar noilad. What comes to mind is, I once heard that there are two parashias in the Torah that the name of the parasha means life. Chaye Sara and parashas Vayichi. Chaye Sara talks about the p'tira, the levaya of Sara Imenu, and Vayichi talks about the p'tira and the misa of Yaakov Avinu. These are two parashias. The name of the parasha means chayim, it means life. But really, the toichen is misa. Vehenei nadvarim. Sori imenu, Yaakov Avinu. Their petira was really life. Yaakov Avinu befrat, who's loy meis. But the point is, this idea of loy hoi idea, she b'shiva ba'adar meis, u b'shiva ba'adar noila. We know that a yartzeit and the Svarim HaKadoshim and the Zohar is referred to as a yoyma dehilula. And it's not because of the way it's perceived on this world. This world we mourn a tzaddik, kashem misasan shal tzaddikim kisreifas beis alikenu. But at the same time, in Shemayim there is a bechin of yom deilula, and that's where Haman Arish. This is where Haman made a mistake.